taking a break from Yonder Radio to bring you the Friday news. I'm Ava Berardi. Crews recovered six bodies from a Longview paper mill on Thursday as they continue the response to a massive chemical tank rupture earlier this week. That brings the confirmed death toll from the disaster to eight, including two people who were declared dead at local hospitals. Three more people remain unaccounted for and are presumed dead in what Longview Fire Department Chief Brad Honig called, quote, an active and hazardous environment. The fatal release of a highly caustic liquid, which killed and injured workers and spilled into local waterways, is Washington State's deadliest workplace tragedy in 96 years. As drought conditions intensify across Oregon, officials are offering tips to help residents conserve water. The city of Bend recently published amounts of water that different plants need and is requesting that residents follow those guidelines. Bend Water Conservation Manager Dan Denning says the hope is that providing some extra information will give a reference point.
And so how do you expect someone to make a change and know how to apply water efficiently if they don't know what the need is?
A recent media release from the Oregon Department of Water Resources also mentioned other water-saving lawn tips, such as watering when it's cool out and placing mulch or compost on plant beds to avoid evaporation. It also included tips such as checking for water fixtures around your home and installing water-saving devices such as aerators and low-flow devices. People who buy health insurance on the Washington State Exchange may pay an average of 22% more next year. Insurance Commissioner Patty Cuterer says companies planning to offer policies next year have proposed raising premiums anywhere from 8.5% to 28%.
With the uncertainty and the volatility out of the other Washington, the failure to pass the enhanced premium tax credits into law, all of that has an impact, and the insurance market is responding to that.
Cuterer says her office will analyze the requests this summer. This fall, it will announce how much it will allow each company to increase their premiums. Last fall, Cuterer's office approved rates that were, on average, 21% higher than the year before. She says insurers justify their requests with the raising costs of claims filed by customers, plus consolidation within the insurance industry. Oregon wildfire and park officials are encouraging the public to spend more time outside the first weekend of June. The state is waiving parking fees on June 6 for State Parks Day. There will also be free events across the state. A full list is available on the Oregon State Parks website. The public can also go fishing for free that weekend. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has declared June 6 and 7 free fishing days. The public can go fishing, crabbing, or clamming without a license those days. Those who gather shellfish should, however, check to see if the beach they are planning to visit is on the state's hazardous biotoxin list. Local and regional news is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN News Team. For more local and regional news, go to kmun.org/news.